We're going to take a look at a Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis. We touched on it in the past, but I want to come back to it again because I think now I have a little bit more clarity. So the subject of this Gemara is called Shlosha Minolan. How do we know that Beis Din has to be made up of three? And you'll see this on the fourth line on Daf Gimel and Beis. So again, the photocopy is there if you want. There should be two pages, Minyama, that you can get.
Gimel Beis.
Tan Rabbanan, V'nikra Balabayis El Elohim, Harekan Echad, Ad Elohim Yavod Varshneim Harekan Shnayim, Asher Yashin Elohim Harekan Shlosha, Divrei Rav Yoshia. So Rav Yoshia says that since it says the word Elohim three times, each time it corresponds to another judge, and we need three judges. So that's the source for Shlosha Minolan. However, Rav Yonasan has a problem with this Yalfusa because he has a principle called Rishon Tchila Nemar, which means that whenever the Torah repeats itself, I need the first time. First time has to tell me we need a judge. So we're not going to calculate that in the number of times that the Torah repeats the word Elohim.
Because it's like a principle learning? It's like...
This is one of his hermeneutic principles, that when you derive something, is Ein, we have Ein Darshan Tchilo. So you're going to calculate numbers and how many times the Torah repeats itself, and the first time the Torah says it, that's not relevant, because that we need L'gufo Shel Inyan. And anything beyond the first time is already superfluous, it's unnecessary. So since it says Elohim three times and we need the first one, then according to Rabbi Yonasan, we only have two. So we only need two judges. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yonasan also agrees that you need three judges. He's not going to deny this halacha. But he says that Ein Beis Din Shokol, Mosifin Aleihem Od Echad. Okay, so we have a principle called Beis Din Shokol. What's a Beis Din Shokol? Let's write this down.
Excuse me. We need another sheets if we can.
We're short?
Yeah. Uneven number of people.
Okay. Beis Din Shokol.
So that's what I meant, what it means.
Okay. That's an even number. Right. And then we have what's called the Beis Din Nota. The Nota means an odd number. So the word noteh means that you have one extra person and therefore you can make a decision by virtue of majority. So basically what Rav Yonasan is saying is that if you only had two judges, and from his perspective the Torah says Elohim only twice, the third one we need for tchilos, then you have a problem, because if it's an even number, it's a beis din shokol, you can end up with one against one. And that means that even if the two judges would come to the same decision, which means it's a unanimous decision, we would still have to exclude it because it's a Beis Din Shokol. Okay then? So Beis Din Shokol is even number, and that's possible.
I'm sorry, if they're perfectly, what's the problem with that?
No, that's all.
Because since the Beis Din is Shokol, it's an even number.
I can understand why that's a problem with the lot, if they disagree with each other. Why should Beis Din Shokol?
Yeah, take a look at Rashi, maybe Rashi will clarify it. Ein Beis Din Shokol. Do you see that four lines down from the top? Ein Osim Beis Din Zugos. We don't make Beis Din an even number. The Tzarch LeKayimbo, the Beis Din has to lend itself to fulfill Achrei Rabim Lahatos, that we can get a majority. V'yim Yischalik LeChatzoyim, and since it's an even number that might divide up into the same number on both sides, is Ein Kan Rab. So the Akhirab Lahatos now, according to Rashi, defines the makeup of the Beis Din. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Yonasan. Now the Gemara is going to ask the following question. Amal Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia is going to say that, just one second, let me just see if I can get the most important line here for us. Oh, here it is. Let's take a look at the following line. Do you see a line that starts with the word legabe? It's towards the end of Tosus Divrei Maaser Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "V'Rav Yoshia lesle bezdin note." The Gemara is going to try to prove that even Rav Yoshia requires a bezdin note. Bezdin note means an odd number. And it seems that the Gemara understood from what we started with here, the Braisa of Rav Yoshia, that Rav Yoshia does not require a bezdin note. So Rashi explains why the Gemara thinks that Rav Yoshia does not require bezdin note. He argues with Rav Yonasan on this very fundamental point. So if you count down from the top in Rashi, about 10 lines down, do you see where it says Rav Yoshia? So it says Rav Yoshia Diboy Kra La Suye Shlishi. So Rav Yoshia needs a third Elohim to prove that you need three judges. Mi Lesle Bezdin Note. Well, why does he need a Pasuk when he can derive it from logic? Shetzarch Shloye Bezdin Shakul. We cannot have an even number of judges on the court. Because we need to fulfill the Achri Rabin Lahatos. So once again, if Rav Yoshia would agree to this logic, and therefore he would exclude a Bezdin Shakul, then why does he need a Pasuk?
For three people.
He could also agree that, you know, we're going to drop one of them because Ein Dorshin
Tchilos. But Bezdin Shakul doesn't necessarily mean three, it could be five, or seven, or... How do we know that three is the minimum that's permissible, that's appropriate?
Again, if it would have said Elohim twice.
No. I'm talking about if you said he could have used logic and said he doesn't need Elohim at all.
He doesn't need Elohim at all. He doesn't need the third Elohim. All he needs is two Elohims.
Right, from there up.
And then you need a third judge, even without the word Elohim. Because otherwise it's going to be Bezdin Shakul. So from the very fact that Rav Yoshia needs a third Elohim, and without the third Elohim he couldn't derive the conclusion that you need three judges, it means he's not operating with this principle of let's exclude a Bezdin Shakul. From his perspective, we don't need a Bezdin Nota, we can even accept a Bezdin Shakul. The only thing is the Torah says Elohim three times, hence we need three judges. So Rashi says, Ulididei, meaning according to Rav Yoshia, Arba Oshisha Ksherim. Because again, the only reason you need three judges is because it says Elohim three times. Now you have a fourth judge. Okay, you end up with a Bezdin Shakul. But so what? Rav Yoshia doesn't derive a Bezdin Shakul. So he would not disqualify a court that's made up of four or six judges. Ksherim. And once again, Rashi repeats himself. He says, the e-boy bezdin note, if he would require an odd number on the court, then why does he need Kroli Suye Shlishi Lamali? Why does he need the third pasuk of Elohim to establish you need a third judge? You certainly need a third judge because you need an odd number. And an even number is not good. So two judges wouldn't be enough, just like four judges wouldn't be valid, and six judges wouldn't be valid, etc. So therefore Rashi concludes that according to Rav Yoshia, you need the third judge, not because of the odd number, the Bezdin Note, but you need the third judge because of the word Elohim three times. Hence, if you had a fourth judge, then for sure you're okay, because you have the three judges of Elohim plus another judge, and the fact that it's an even number shouldn't bother me, because Rav Yoshia never had a problem with an even number. It was only Rav Yonasan who had the problem with an even number. So he's saying that Achir Rabin Latos is halach in the Gemara Din. It's not halach in the makeup of Bezdin. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan says that Achir Rabin Latos means you have to structure and the Bezdin has to be comprised with the exact number of judges that would allow you to have Achir Rabin Latos. According to Rav Yoshia, all I need for Achir Rabin Lahatos is to count the number of judges. You know, after their Omid Laminyan, they take the vote. And if you end up with a majority, then you could have a decision. Again, if you end up with a split, so you have four judges on the court, and two say yes, two say no, then you're not going to have a Pesach Bezdin. Then we'll have to add a fifth judge. But until we get to that point, we don't have to add a fifth judge, because we may have three against one, or we may have four against zero.
If you have an even number and they split down the middle, then you just say the law is not passed.
or we'll add another judge. Now the question might be, do we have to start from the beginning? You know, that's a different question. That's an engineering question. What?
There's no such thing as a costing right to the updating.
I didn't hear the third. Costing?
Costing. Right.
Casting. The head of the organization.
How do you spell that?
C-A-S-T-I-N-G, sorry.
C-A-S, I'm not familiar with that.
Casting.
In a committee, you have a chairman.
No, it's not the question of pronunciation. I just thought the word means. No matter how you pronounce it.
You have the chairman and you have another three members and they vote on it. If there's a two and two, then the chairman has an extrovert.
Our dinim are not made up of chairman. There is something called a nasi in the case of a bezna gadol, and he makes the bezin into a bezin nota, which means he makes it into an odd number. But he doesn't have any special rights in voting. He may have other rights in terms of how to if you remember, we spoke last week about forcing a person to, observe the law. So as the Nasi, he may have that club in his hand to shave it. But as far as the vote is concerned, his vote is the same as anyone else's vote.
Okay.
So now it comes out of, here's a quiz question to see if you're following now. According to Rabbi Yonasan, what would be the din if you had four judges on the court? Would it be valid or invalid?
Invalid.
Invalid, right? Because again, Rashi's saying the following, that Lididi, according to Rav Yoshia, since Rav Yoshia only needs the third judge because of the third Elohim, therefore, if you had a fourth judge, that would be fine, because Rav Yoshia never required a bezdenote. In other words, from his perspective, the only reason we require a third judge is because of the third Elohim, not because we need an odd number of members of the court. But according to Rav Yonasan, the reason why we need a third judge is to make it into a Bez Ninote, so it shouldn't be a Bez Nishakul. Well, if that be the case, once you jack it up to four judges, you're in deep trouble, according to Rav Yonasan. And that's why you should underline the word lididi. You see that word lididi? There should be a pencil there on the desk. See, you see that Rashi lididi? The word lididi is referring to Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia is going to allow a bezdin shakul. Now why? So wait a minute. I'll ask you another quiz question. If Rav Yoshia allows for a bezdin shakul, why couldn't two judges be enough? What's the answer to that? But yeah, not your. I want to see if anyone else is following me.
Three times Elohim.
Exactly, because the third Elohim.
What do you mean three times Elohim?
Right, the Torah says that's the first part of the page. You have the Gemara in front of you. Take a look on the top of the page. But you have to flip it around. Here, right here, this one. No. There you got it. So you'll see three times. You start with line four, I think.
Yeah, you end it on
So you'll see three times it says the word Elohim. So Rav Moshe, do you see the significance of this question? What's the answer to this question? Why do I need the third judge?
Because of the three.
And there are two answers. There's Rav Moshe's answer and there's Rav Yonasan's answer. And they're fundamentally different. Rashi says that has tremendous repercussions. Rav Yonasan's answer is, why do I need a third judge? Exactly, because a Bez Din Shakul is possible. I need a Bez Din Nota. Get used to the terminology, Rav Moshe. We tend to use English, so we forget the original lingo. You know? So we need a Bez Din Nota. If we need a Bez Din Nota, then what's going to be if you have three, four judges on the court? It's invalid, because you don't have a Bez Din Nota. According to Rav Yoshia, why do I need the third judge? Because the word Elohim. Okay, once I have three judges, I'm okay. Rashi points out that Rav Yoshia never required a Bez Din Nota. If he required a Bez Din Nota, he wouldn't have needed the third Elohim. So if you don't require a Bez Din Nota, then four judges would be fine, because you have the third judge and you fulfill the Elohim times three, and the next judge is okay. We're going to soon see that the Rambam holds the more judges you have, the better. So it could be that, but the only problem is we pass like Rav Yonah, so that's going to be the problem. But let's say theoretically, if the Rambam would have passed like Rav Yoshia, then I would understand that the more judges, the better. Why? Because the more judges, you have more deliberation, and they'll come up with what's called a chituch hadin, they'll be able to really slice it with a thing. And well, what are you going to tell me? Well, I'm going to add, let's say, seven judges to a bezin of three. What am I ending up with?
Ten.
A bezin shakul, right? Well, that's no problem if you go like Rav Moshe. So the Rambam doesn't have to qualify that. Let's get that odd number. But if the Rambam paskens like Rav Yonah's son, and that's what we're going to see, that all the Rishonim Paskin like Rav Yonah's son, then we need a Beis Din Nota, and we can't have a Beis Din Shakal. So when you want to add judges to beef up the court, that's fine, but as long as the ball lands where? Yeah. On an odd number. If it doesn't land an odd number, you're in trouble. Now here's the question we want to ask. So far we're okay? We're good to go? Okay. The subject of this essay that we want to study tonight is the following. When Rabbi Yonah's son says you need a Beis Din Nota, and he excludes a Beis Din Shakal, how far do we want to go with that? Because very often in Masechet Sanhedrin we have what's called L'chatchila, and then we have what's called L'ikuva, or even B'diavad it's possible, right? So there's certain requirements that embellish your Beis Din, and it's nice to have the embellishment. That's a good idea if you can. But it's not L'ikuva, it's not indispensable. But sometimes it's indispensable, it's critical, and that's called L'ikuva. So now we want to analyze the following. Bishleim, I understand that according to Rav Yoshia, the third judge is absolutely ma'akiv. Why is that so? Because the Torah says Elohim three times. But according to Rav Yonah's son, we really start with the assumption the Torah says Elohim only twice. Narvas, I need the third judge, because otherwise it'll be a Beis Din Nota. How far do we want to go with that? Is that just an embellishment? It's only l'chatchila. You know, it's very nice to have an odd number if you can, because you don't want to get into problems. But b'di'eved, you know what? You had an even number, but let's say you had a unanimous decision. I give an extreme dramatic case. You had 10 members on the court, and they all agreed chai. So would Rabbi Yonah under that, under those set of circumstances, say that b'di'eved it's kosher? Or do we say no? It's ma'akiv. So we said before that since it says Achiram Lahatos, the herkev, how do you say in English, the makeup of the court should be in such a way that it lends itself to a netia, that we can be no Achiram Lahatos, we can be matir the din. Okay, that's just l'chatchila. He quotes here the Shar HaMishpat. I don't know who he is, I can research that for you, but the Shar HaMishpat, says the Shar HaMishpat, I'm going to prove to you that according to Rabbi Yonah's son, the requirement of a Beis Din Nota to the exclusion of a Beis Din Shakal is ma'akev. It's an absolute
requirement.
It is indispensable. It's critical. How do I prove this? Because if you look in the poskim, starting with the Rabbah, all the way down to the Zohar and the Shulchan Aruch and everybody, they all say the following, that a Beis Din made up of two judges is possible. And yet, they require a third judge only because of the reason of Rabbi Yonah's son. Meaning, not because Elohim times three, they possibly like Rabbi Yonah's son that Elohim is only times two, because the first one is the Ein Darshin Tefilos. And the requirement for the third judge is based on the principle that you require a Beis Din Nota, correct? Now, is that an ikuva or it's not? Well, if it's not Likuva, says the Shar HaMishpat, how could we paskin that two judges is possible? Everybody agrees l'halacha. Again, all the poskim, straight down, from soup to nuts, from A to Z, they all agree that if the judgment was made up by two judges on the court, it's possible, it's invalid. It's not worth a darn. Why? So you're going to tell me because it's a Beis Din Shakal. Well, Beis Din Shakal is only l'chatchila, but for the event, we don't need a Beis Din Nota. So why are two judges possible? There must be that the requirement of the third judge, namely for a Beis Din Nota, an odd number, is absolutely critical. Otherwise, how do you reconcile the fact that on the one end, you're going to postulate that two judges is possible? You see, I would have said the following. Two judges is no good because we postulate like Rav Yoshia. And Rav Yoshia says Elohim, it says three times. So you must have a Beis Din of three. But we're going now according to Rabbi Yonah's son. So if we pass it like Rabbi Yonah's son, the only reason we require the third judge is not because Elohim, he doesn't have the third Elohim, but only because you need a Beis Din Nota. Well, maybe that's only l'chatchila. So how can the poskim say on the one end that we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yonah's son against Rabbi Yoshia, and the third judge is only because of a Beis Din Nota, and fundamentally we only have Elohim twice, and at the same time, in the same breath, the poskim are going to say that two judges is invalid. And even with the evidence, we're going to disqualify the judgment. The answer must be that the requirement of Bez Dinota is absolutely critical. If it's not a Bez Dinota, if it's a Bez Dinshakel, forget it. Hence, says the Sha'ar HaMishpat, I now appreciate one word in Rashi, the word Ulididei. Right, Rashi, if you underline the word of the day, Rashi says that according to Rav Yoshia, if he had four judges, it would be fine. Implying that according to Rav Yonasan, four judges would be possible. Why would four judges be possible? Because it's a Beis Din Shakel, and you need a Beis Din Noda. So this is the thesis of the Sha'ar HaMishpat, that we paskin like Rav Yonasan, but you must have a Beis Din Noda. If you don't have a Beis Din Noda, it's the ruling is not worth it on. The problem is going to be with something called shuma. Let me write this word down here. What happens is, if a person is magdish karka, which means that he has a piece of property and he designates it for Hegdish, and he says, this is Hegdish. So then we need a Beis Din to do a Shuma.
Estimation.
Shuma means
estimation.
To evaluate the value, what is the exact, you know, karka is very complicated, how you exactly evaluate, put a price tag on a piece of karka. So that has to be done through Beis Din. Now, how many members are on the court? So we're going to soon see inside, I'll show it to you inside, that you need one Kohen and nine other people. And that's going to be that's the Herkev of the Beis Din. So how many people are on the Beis Din when you add the Kohen together with the nine Yisraelim? Ten. That's an even number. That's the Beis Din Shakel. Now, if we've established that according to Rav Yonasan, the requirement of a Beis Din Nota is absolutely critical, it's Likuva, and that we proved in two ways. Number one, from the fact that we passed in that two judges would not be valid, because it's a Beis Din Shakel. And number two, from the fact that Rashi says that according to Rav Yonasan, four judges would be possible. If that be the case, how do we understand that in the Beis Din that makes up a Beis Din for Shuas Hegdesh, for Karka of Hegdesh, if it was Magdish as Karka, then we need a Kohen and nine Yisraelim? I mean, we don't mind if they're all Kohen, but we don't need any more than one Kohen. Yeah. What happens over here? There's something missing in the equation, because one Kohen and nine Yisraelim is a Beis Din Shakel. We just finished saying that a Beis Din Shakel is invalid.
If I understand it, they're not saying whether somebody's guilty or not. They're applying the
example for me. Excellent. So what you said now is the Rashba. You could have been the Rashba. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. You know, then you'd have to live in Barcelona in Spain. I don't know if that's that's the first time you'll live.
No way.
Yeah. By the way, next time you're in Barcelona, you take a look. There's a little sign there. They tell you where the Rashba lived. Now again, in the Cal, it's called. I don't know if they know exactly where the Rashba lived, but anyway, says the Rashba, there are two types of judgments. There's one judgment which is called a hachrah. Hachrah means that you have to make a decision that has halachic significance. Meaning, let's say, for example, there would be a machlokas, a debate about whether the halach is this way, the halach is that way, and you need a hachrah, you need a decision. That Beis Din would have to be a Beis Din Nota, could not be a Beis Din Shakel. But there's another kind of Beis Din which doesn't require a hachra. In contemporary language, we would call it expert witnesses. You know what I mean by expert witnesses? You know, you bring in someone like forensic medicine, you know, and he tells you according to the science what it's all about, right? So here also, we need to make a shuma and evaluate the market price of this piece of karka. Beis Din is enjoined to do that. That's their responsibility. But it's not a Beis Din of Hachra. The Ritva, who is a Talmud of the Rashba, he went a little step further. He said that in general, once they get the expert witnesses into Beis Din, all the judges are going to come to the same decision. it's almost like 99% sure that there'll be a unanimous decision, because there's no element of hakhra over here. So why do we need a Bezdin? A Bezdin noter? Maybe we could close the door because he's screaming.
You could have two doctors coming in to give opposite viewpoints. I mean, that's what we've got.
Okay, it could be possible. True. Yeah. But generally speaking, if you want to know what the value of karka is, you have your experts out there. Let's say they're real estate.
And somebody else will come to you now. It's not worth that.
Okay, so you want to argue against the Rashba. I'm only here to defend the Rashba. Let me just show it to you inside. Brian, let me show it to you inside so you'll see that I'm not making this up. You know what I'm saying? He says the following. Vihine, take a look on the left column. There are four paragraphs that start with the word Vihine. Yeah. So if I tell you to look at the paragraph that says Vihine, there's a 1 out of 4 chance that you'll get it right. Okay. But I'm talking about the second Vihine. Hatosis b'Megillah, Tamu. Tamu means they ask the following question. It says in the Mishnah Masechta Megillah b'Karkos, this is called Shumas Karka. Tisha b'Kohen. Fractosis. Amilo boya chadasar. Why don't you require 11? The ain bezdin shakul. The ain bezdin shakul bechol davreshu toli v'shikol adas. In other words, Tosis now assumes that there's not. Before we get to hachra, right? That's going to be the Rashba, but we have a concept called shikol adas. Shikol adas means, you know, we have to make a judgment call. So we have to make a judgment call as to what is the value of the karka. Let's say, as Brian says, you know, you call in two different real estate agents and you get 5 different opinions, right? So you need a shikol adas. So Tosis doesn't understand. If you need a shikol adas, then a bezdin shakul is not going to give you a shikol adas. And since we paskin that we need a bezdin nota and we don't accept a bezdin shakul, how can it be teisha v'kohen? So although Tosis asks this question and he's really baffled by it, the Rashba, who wrote Chidushim on Masechta Megillah, gives the following answer. D'lo be'inon bezdin she'eino shakul. When do we need a bezdin nota? That's only in certain cases. But not in the case of Shuma. Why? Because Shuma ain't no kiddin mamish. It's not like din. Okay? So Shuma is one thing and din is another thing. So the Ritva says, V'tam adover, what is this all about? Sherei Shuma lo shchicha beplukta. It's not really popular. It's not, common that there should be a major argument. They'll work it out, you know, they'll get different opinions and they'll come up with some number, some figure as to how much the karka is worth. Again, there are no two litigants that are fighting over here, right? It's not a din. We're just trying to come up with some sort of logical and fair evaluation of the karka to know what kind of pigeon, let's say, he has to be posed with the karka, how much money he would have to offer to Hegdish for the karka. So therefore, says the Ritva, it's not common that there should be a plugta, there should be a major machlokish lo yaskimu kulam aruba. And even if you can't get a unanimous decision, it's probably going to be a major majority. You know, like if you have 10 judges, and we have like 9 judges and 1 Kohen, probably, says the Ritva, in all likelihood, you have 7 or 8 judges agreeing to a certain price when you evaluate. And im yachloku, if in the worst case scenario you'll have 5 against 5 judges, then mosifet aleihem, then, you know, we have a fallback position. We'll add another judge and we'll finally make a decision. Ubir adover, let's try to expand on this and embellish it. The yesod adover, what fundamentally underlies the requirement that ein ozdin bez, that we need a bezdin nota, we need an odd number, humitam, as we saw in Rashi, tichsiv, the Torah says, achiravim lahatos. So we don't want to get into a situation where it's going to be 5 against 5, or 2 against 2, or 3 against 3, because we won't be able to be matan the din. Vitzarch lekayim, he quotes Rashi, achiravim lahatos. So in Yischalku l'chatzoim, in any case of an even number, there's a fear that what? What does Yischalku l'chatzoim mean?
Split.
It'll be split right down the middle. Ein kan hachra. Please underline that word hachra. We need a hachra. So Tosfos says, in the case of Pidyon Hekdesh, the man wants to be part of his Hekdesh, he was Makdish a field, and now we have to know exactly what the field is worth, so we have to do a Shuma. And we need Asara. Amai! Well, why Asara? De lo boy achad, so why don't we require 11 in order to be able to make a final Hakhra? So the Rashba answers that when do we need Hakhra? That's only in Din. Din means, you know, this litigant has muchzak, and this litigant has rov, and this one has this evaluation, and this evidence, and that evidence, and we're trying to rack our brains to figure out what the halacha would be in such a case. That's called achra. We need achra. For that, the bezin has to be made up of an odd number, so that we can get achra and achiram lahat. Zavol shuma, lo tzarech, lovely day hakra. Meaning, according to Rashba, you need a shikla das, meaning you need to use your best intuition and your expertise to come to some, you know, emek hashava, you know, come to some agreement on what the price is and how to evaluate it. But we don't need hakra. You know, we don't have to weigh all the halakha considerations. It's really some sort of, I call it an expert witness. Varitva Hosif, and the Ritva embellishes this further, and he says, well, Shuma, it's not Shchiyah. You know, you're worried about the fact that you won't be able to come. There'll be 50-50. He says, that's not generally what happens. Okay.
Just technically, why don't we repeat to Ritva again now? Because the words of it's the Gvor Kitzchak who repeats it again. He gives an analysis, because we said the Ritva before also.
Yeah, well, first he was quoting the Ritva, now it's presents okay, the Ritva. That's his style. You know, first he quotes a Rishon, and then he tries to explain it and analyze. Now, everything so far is going pretty well, until we see the Rambam. You know, that's going to upset the apple cart. But let's just summarize what we know and what's smooth. We possibly like Rabbi Yonasan, and you need a Beis Din note to an odd number. Rashi explains the reason for that is we don't want to get into a situation of Chatzoyim, where it's a split and an even number, because the Torah says Achiram Lahato. So we want to have a Beis Din that's note. Note means that we can have a majority. We establish, based on the analysis of the Shaar of Mishpat, that the requirement of a Beis Din note to the exclusion of a Beis Din Shokel is absolute. It is critical. It's Likuva. And again, we had two proofs for that. We're not going to go over that now. What do we do with Shuma in the case of Pidyon Hekdesh, where we have one Kohen and nine other judges? The answer is, that's not called Achra. That's not something that really requires some sort of halakhic decision weighing this halakhic consideration and this principle and that principle. It's just a matter of evaluating the karka in terms of the market value. We'll invite all the real estate agents. We'll come to some sort of shikul hadas. And the Ritva adds, it's very unlikely that we'll have a close call. You know, we're going to come to an emek hashava, we'll work it out. You know, one agent says, well, it's worth 150. The other says 200. You know, we'll come to some fair compromise decision. Then we get to the Rambam. The Rambam, which you'll see on the top left in Perek Beis Milcha Sanhedrin, the Rambam is addressing the question of in general, not the question of Shuma. Not the issue of Hekdesh, but in general, let's talk about all of Dini Mamonos, the whole gamut of monetary law. How many judges do we want on the court? So the Rambam says, three judges is enough. But the Rambam says, not such a great idea. If you have the option, bless you, of expanding the number of judges, Afal Pisha Beis Din Shel Shlosh, this is the Rambam's language, is a Beis Din Shalemu. It's a complete Beis Din. You have three judges. You know, don't feel that you got cut out here. You know, why are there only three judges on the court? You're being very stingy about it. Says the Rambam, calls Manchem Rabim, Hareze Meshubach. If you can get other judges to join you, and there'll be more of an exciting deliberation, so that finally, you know, after all the judges, you know, each one has his own perspective and his own arguments and his own deliberations, and then finally we'll be able to clarify the law. That's Meshubah. Good. Now the Rambam gives us an example in numbers. And the Rambam says, Mutav sheyachto chadin ba'chadasar yoser me'asara. That 11 is better than 10.
Why? That's the question.
Now wait a second. If the Rambam is saying 11 is better than 10 because the more the merrier, then what is he implying about Ted?
Ted's okay.
That's the Bach. The Bach, who's one of the super commentaries on the tour, quotes this Rambam, and he's medayik from the Rambam that if you had a choice between 10 judges and 11, since the rule is the more the merrier, then it would be better to get 11. But apparently 10 would be fine as well. And now we're talking about Dini Mominus. Why is 10 okay? According to Shara Mishpat, maybe 10 would be okay according to Rav Yoshia, because Rav Yoshia doesn't have this business of a bez de note. Rav Yoshia only counts up the heads, it says Elohim 3 times, so 10 would be fine. But we said that we paskin like Rav Yonatan, and Rav Yonatan says that you need a bez de note, not a bez de shokel. How can the Rambam even entertain the possibility that 10 judges would be enough? Vitzarech Iyun, this is the last line and a half of this paragraph, if you want to underline. Vitzarech Iyun. Tzarech Iyun means, I don't understand the Rambam. That din, this law that ain't bez din shakul, ma'akev, right? We saw many proofs from the Shara Mishpat. So how can it be that the Rambam accepts, and that's the box diuk, that 10 judges would be okay? Okay, let's leave that question in the back burners. Now the main subject for tonight's, the main source, I should say, that we want to analyze tonight, besides obviously the Gemara with Rashi, is going to be a Tosfos in Yevamos. And that's on the bottom left, going on to the next page, which is Memphis. So keep these two pages open. Well, actually, you have my two sides of the page, so I can keep them open both together. You'll have to do the effort of flipping. Hopefully you get schar for flipping the page. That effort. Every God gives schar for every effort that you make, right? Tosfos wants to know the following. We need a Beis Din, as the Mishnah establishes at the beginning of Sanhedrin, for Chalitza. We all know what Chalitza is, I'm not going to go over that. So Chalitza requires a Beis Din. So Tosfos says that if the number of judges on the court is even, is Shakul, then we need to be Mosif Aleim Odecher. We have to add another judge. Okay, because of the principle called Ein Beis Din Shakul. And Tosfos adds a few words. Doha'ika kama plukta b'masnisa. What do you think those words mean, and why did Tosfos... First we'll translate the words, and then we'll ask why did Tosfos feel compelled to add these words.
A few arguments. That's why we teach it.
In the Mishnah, b'masnisa, meaning... In the Mishnah, there are a number of debates about Chalitza, exactly how Chalitza has to be implemented. Why did Tosfos feel compelled to add that? To justify the addition of another judge in order to make it into a Beis Din Noter. Why did Tosfos compel it? Why didn't just Tosfos say, you know, quit while you're ahead, call Moses Gorei, you didn't have to add, well, because there's a machlokus in the Mishnah about how to do Chalitza. Leave that out. I don't know this. I don't know. To me, everything in Chalitza is simple, and I don't have any debates about it. But I need a Beis Din Noter. Why did the Rambam feel compelled? Why did Tosfos feel compelled to give a whole hesber why you need a Beis Din Noter? Again, Rabbi Osei, let's go back to the basics. We said that there are two types of judgments. There's one judgment which requires a hakhra. In order to come to Akhra, I need Akhri Rabbi Lahadl. So I can't accept a Beis Din Shokl, I need a Beis Din Noter. Then there's another kind of Beis Din. What was the example of that?
Shuma.
In the case of Shuma, we have one Kohen and nine Dayanim making up a Beis Din Shokl of 10 judges. So the Rashba says, because we don't need Akhra in this case. There's no great debate here about what the halacha is. Just figure out how much the kak is worth on the market. So Tosfos now has a problem. Because on the one hand, we're talking about Chalitza, and on the other hand, Tosfos insists it's got to be a Beis Din Noter. Well, what would you say about Chalitza? Where would you clarify? Where would you classify Chalitza? Is Beis Din making a hachra, or is Beis Din just simply there to supervise? They don't have to make any decisions. What would you say intuitively? They're supervising. They're not making any decisions here. Tosfos says, yes, they are making a decision. Why? Because Iko Kama Plugta Vasnisim. There are many debates in halacha, and the judges are now going to have to decide in those debates. And that is what? Hachra. Memela, we got to add another judge. Then Tosfos has another case of a Besdin, which is called Smichus Par. Okay, we're talking about a Par Helim Dover Shel Tzipor, right? The Besdin issued a certain ruling, and it was a mistake, and as a result, Klal Yisrael violated the Nisa Kares, and we have to bring a Par. So when the Par is brought, we require Besdin to do smicha.
That's Olaur Chatat, sorry, that's a...
If I remember correctly, it's a chachat. I mean, I'm not holding it in Tzvachim. You would ask me a year ago when I was learning Tzvachim, I would have been in better shape. But if I remember correctly, it's a chachat. It's a, what's called a chachat pnimis. Okay, so we have this thing called smicha on the par, and we need a bezdin. Question. Do we need a bezdin note, or is it okay if it's even a bezdin shop? Why? Why would you need a bezdin note? What are you doing here, Avosai? What is bezdin doing? Are they making any sort of achros over here? They're doing smicha. They're leaning on the par. So look at the next page. If you could, again, you'll get credit for the effort if you flip the page. Aval le'inyan smichas par deve'ino nami shlosha is kosher. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Why do you need three? Maybe you could have four. Maybe you could have six. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos's answer. The hasam nami ika plugta ibe'ino b'kol kocho. There's a machlokas exactly what constitutes smicha. One day it says you just put the hands on the thing and somebody says vidui, and the other says no, you need kol koch, he has to lean on the head of the cow. So what's Tosfos' answer? We're going to soon see he has another answer. Why do you need a bezdin note in the case of smichas par?
There's
a yeah, I'm looking for a magic word here. Hachra, correct? There's hachra. So just like in Chalitza, you have five different shittas about how to do Chalitza, so to in Smicha, you have different shittas. So the Besdin has to really make a decision, whose opinion do we accept? And this first answer, Tosfos fits in beautifully with the Rashba, the Ritva, that we make such a big deal. But then Tosfos says, V'od Yeshlom, he has another answer. Tosfos says, the Bechol Duchte, Be'inon roi lebezdin, v'ein bezdin shakul. You know what? Says Tosfos, forget about b'kol kocho. Forget about all these issues. Leave that out. There are no issues. Everything is simple. I still need three judges. Why? Because we have a principle of ein bezdin shakul. Period. Ein bezdin shakul.
Then you're going to report the Shuma.
Exactly. So again, now I'm not going to say you could have been the Rashba living in Barcelona, but you could have been the Gevurah Yitzchak living in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Okay. Barcelona.
Yeah, okay. You should know. I think the real estate in Lakewood is worth a lot more, since we're talking about Shuma, than the real estate in Barcelona. But I don't know anything about Spanish real estate. I just know they're desperate to get Jews to get citizenship. I don't know. But I can just tell you this, that Lakewood is a hot spot. It's so hot that the goyim are going crazy because the Jews are expanding. You know, it's no longer Lakewood. I mean, they tell you that posh, it's unreal what's going on.
You have the million of the look. If you're near the soccer field in Barcelona.
Yeah, it's the real estate is really good. Okay. Somebody wanted to buy real estate near a cemetery. I said, don't even invest in it. If it's near a cemetery, it's tight to karka. Anyway.
They don't know if it's good.
So that's how you wouldn't be seen dead there.
So Rabosai, what's the second answer to Tosfos in three words? Ein bezdin shakul. Period.
You don't even need the examples that he's bringing. He says that.
What do you mean by the examples?
That he brought before, the two ones. He said, we don't even need the examples. He said, you can never have bezdin shakul. He brought examples of the chalitza. The chalitza.
Right, forget it. You want to know why? You know, chalitza requires a bezdin. It's got to be three. It can't be two. It can't be four. It can't be six.
You got to do valuation of a property.
Shuma requires a bezdin. I don't know. That's the catch that we have. Shapiro's guy. Well, why ten? Smicha sapar requires a bezdin. It's got to be three people for smicha sapar. Mm-hmm. Forget about a machlok. I'm not interested in achro. Ain bezdin shakul. Period. Vihine, Litiritz Arishon Til Tosus Hadin Dein Besen Shakul Nemer B'Dover Sheshayach Bo Hakra. The first answer Tosus is that we have a machlokus about how to do smicha, whether it's b'kol kocho or not, so we need Hakra. Hence, we need a Besen of three. Al B'Dover Lo Sheshayach Bo Hakra. If there's no issue of Hakra, is then take a Besen Shakul. Who cares? Ulam, however, Litiritz Sheni according to Tosus' second answer, Daha ein bezdin shakel. Period. Vavi tnai bechal shein bezdin. That's the Torah envisions a bezdin. What is a bezdin? It's got to be nota. It can't be shakel. V'lo havi Torah's bezdin imu shakel. Are you with me, Rabbi Osai?
Yeah.
V'af. It's only smicha sekeinim. All we need is get the elders here to lean on the par. Doesn't matter if the halacha requires bezdin. We have a principle: ein bezdin shakol. Your last name is Shapiro, right? And your first name I forget. I'm sorry. Alan. Oh yeah, I forget that. So Alan is now going to write the next line in the Gevurah Yitzchak. Again, he doesn't want to get sent to Lakewood, but Ulefi Teirutz of Ashniyah, according to Second Teretz Tikshe. What does Tikshe mean? You have to ask the Kasha. Am I the Pidyon Hekdeshus Lo Boy Achadasar? How can it be the Kohen gets together another time, another nine judges? The Afagav the Shuma here, you'll answer it. Shuma, the Rashba said it, the Ritva said it. The Eino Din, it's not a Hakros Din. Mikolakom, we have a principle of Ein Bezin Shokol. And this is not a best. It's made up of 10 people. Gewalt, no? This is the way you take apart a toast. It's your first answer toast, second answer toast. It's just a lot of fun. Vinira. Okay? Now, in Brisk, we have a phrase in Yiddish. Anybody know what that phrase is? Actually, only one of the two words is in Yiddish. Nobody? He's a Sfaradi, but he knows it better than everybody else. What, in Brisk, right? You look at the scene, it's always going to be what? In Yiddish? Tzvei Dinim. Do you ever hear Tzvei Dinim? So the din of Bezdin Shakul, in terms of the exclusion of a Bezdin Shakul, comes under Tzvei Dinim. They're two different deed. He says the following. We have a posuk akri rabu lahatis, which means that the bezdin has to lend itself to a majority decision. Hence we need a bezdin nota. That's one deed. However, in addition to that deed, that we need a bezdin nota so that we can make a decision based on a majority, there's another din. Yesh od din. Again, I'm summarizing and highlighting it. This is about line 10 in this paragraph. The kol davar shetzarach bezdin, anything that requires a bezdin, there's a condition. And that condition is that we need a chal shem bezdin. And chal shem bezdin means it's got to be a bezdin nota. It cannot be a bezdin shakul. So, for example, if we talk about smicha zakenim, we need three judges leading over the par. There's no achra. There's no reason to apply the principle of achri rav and lahatas here. Just get the judges together to do the smicha. So, why do you need three judges? The answer is because ein bezdin shakol. Period. So again, in this case, we're not going to activate the first halacha of Achrei Rabim Lahatos. That halacha only applies when you need Achra, and therefore we need a majority to make that Achra. But when Bezdin is simply supervising it, they're just implementing an action like Smicha Sekenim, then that halacha of Achrei Rabim Lahatos doesn't apply. The reason why we need a Bezdin Nota is simply because ain't Bezdin Shakul, because the Torah doesn't recognize a Bezdin Shakul. Vinira. The Sfirle Letosus, the Chalukim Heim Hani Trei Dinim, there are two different dinim and they are different one from the other. Then when we say Enos and Bezdin El Bezdin Nota, I added the word El, I think it's a typo. He says there are two different dinim. The Hach Dinim Tzor Bezdin Nota, Kadeshi Avoli De Achra, that applies Bichol Bezdin, Lorak Bezdin Shel Shnayim, Elaaf Bezdin Shel Arba Oshisha. Oh, I'm having such pleasure from this. I might have physical pleasure from this. It's unbelievable. You hear what he's saying? If you need a Bezdin note in order to make Akhra because of Akhram Lahatas, then what good would you have if you have four judges or six judges? It's not going to help you because you're still going to be stuck with the possibility of 50-50 chatzoyin and you won't have an achra. However, if you talk about the second din, then what constitutes a chalushen bezdin? When does the Torah recognize bezdin? Is there a principle of ain bezdin shakel? That's only in establishing the bezdin. So once I establish the bezdin, because I started with three judges, I already have a bezdin. Now I want to add another judge and jack it up to four. No problem.
That's reminded of Yeshaya. It reminds me of the original of Yeshaya.
Correct. But again, we're going to try to say this in Rav Yonatan, yeah, right? Because that's how we paskin. Mm-hmm. So again, does everybody see conceptually the difference between these two halachas? What's the deal with four judges? Or six judges, right? So if you're going mitzad hachra, you're in trouble because it's not a based note, it's a based shokel. How can you apply the principle of akhram lahatas if in event that they split? But if you're talking about a chalashem bezdin, well, we already established a chalashem bezdin because we have three judges. And as Binyamin says very well, that rings of Rav Oshia, right? Why? We already have a shear of bezdin. A shear of bezdin, we have the makeup that's necessary to create a bezdin. We're not going to say that by adding another judge with mafkia, we now undermine the shame bezdin. Again, we have a problem that it's a bezdin shakul if we add another judge, and we won't be able to be matir the din in a hakra case, but that's because we need hakra. So Rav Oshia, I'm going to test you now to see if you follow. What's going to be the deal in smichas zakenim if he had four judges on the court? Now you're not, if you're not answering my question, it means I have pedagogically failed. I'm going to get a failing grade for my pedagogue. Again, smichas kenen. Under which halacha are you going to exclude an even number of four judges? Is it going to be under the halacha of hachra, of achiram lahatis, or under the halacha of we need to comprise, we have to set up a base?
Only for the hachra, that is a problem.
It can't be under hachra, because if I assume that smichas kenim, again, without this business called kolcha, but I mean leaving out the kolcha, if let's say smichas kenim means that there's no hachra whatsoever, then I wouldn't need a base to note that of achiram lahatis, because there's no achra over here. El or what? You're going to tell me, but I need a bezdin note in order to set up the bezdin. I already have a bezdin note because I have three judges. So that's going to be the nafkimina. So it comes out that according to Tosus' second teretz, when Tosus says that you need, there's a principle called ein bezdin shakul, that's only in the initial construction of the bezdin. To construct, to set up a bezdin and have a chalashem bezdin, I have to make sure that it's not shakul. Well, I've already established that because I have a third judge, so it's a bezdin note. Now I have a problem if I add another judge because of the achra issue of achiram lahatas. Well, what if I tell you that there is no achra whatsoever? What question do we now have an answer to, Alan?
Why
do I
have
a shuma? In shuma! Why is it that we have 10 judges? After all, Tosfos says in the second text, there's no chalashem bezdin in the case of shakul. Ain't bezdin shakul. What's the answer? Shuma doesn't require what? Hakras. So there's no din or requirement of achiram lahatas. El what? I need a chalashem bezdin. I already have a chalashem bezdin because I have three judges. And by adding another seven, it's tavel on brach. It's even greater.
Yeah, but you're going to have 10 people that can go five against five.
No, well, the Gemara has psukim to learn that it has to be 10. I mean, we're not going through the whole Mishnah in the Masechta right. Megillah, but we're trying to figure out how could it be that you have a bezdin for Shuma made up of 10 judges? We have a principle called ein bezdin shakel. So according to Tosin's first answer, we understand very well. Tosin's first answer was that we only need an odd number on the court because of the hakra. So Tosis would certainly answer the case of Shuman. There's no hakra. They just have to establish the value, the price tag for the karka. But Tosis, the second tarot, says no. Ein bezin shakul. So how do we justify the fact that in the case of Shuman we have a bezin shakul? It's 10. The answer is, because when Tosis says in his second answer that ain bezdin shakel, he means to comprise the bezdin, to set up a bezdin, to establish a chal hashem bezdin. You want to generate a chal hashem bezdin and create an entity of a bezdin? So the Torah says ain bezdin shakel. But once you have a chal hashem bezdin, you want to enhance the number of judges on the bench, then even if you end up with an even number, it might be okay. Now it depends whether you need Akra or not. So in the case of Shuman, we don't have Akra, so we're not bothered and pressured by Akri Rab Lahathas. Because everybody's going to agree in the compromise that this is what the value of the character is then a Bezin Shakul will be fine, as long as it's beyond the number 3. We only need the number 3 to get off the ground, so to speak. The Hamra, as we call it, right? When the plane takes off.
Yeah, but everybody's going to see a different value.
Brian, you're back to that again. You know, we're going to fight this out until
everything is a
until Mashiach comes.
No, but everything is a hakra'a, Rabbi.
What vested interest do I have?
I'm coming along.
Wait, again, keep in mind, the Bezdin are objective. They don't have any vested interest. They just want to know, what is this karka valued? So they're going to sit down, they're going to hear all these extra witnesses, and they'll work it out. You know, that's what I call, they'll come to an emek hashaveh. You familiar with that phrase in modern Hebrew?
Yeah.
They'll work it out. They'll come to some agreement. You know, this guy says it's worth 100, this guy says it's worth 200, so we'll call it 150. Okay. We're going to soon see later that even in Pshara we don't need akhra. But Rabosa, you see what I'm afraid of is I'm wasting something good on you. Are you appreciating that we've just answered a major kasha? Because we didn't understand in the light of Tosa's second answer, who says ain bezdin shakel, how could it be that in Shumas Karka we're okay with 10 judges? It's a bezdin shakel. The answer is because mimonav shakel it's okay. If you're talking about hachra, well, we need a Akhira Mlahatis. There is no Akhira here. We're just trying to evaluate, you know, you have it also in, what do they call in insurance, what's called an adjuster? Did you ever hear that word?
Yeah.
Or is that an American word? I'm always afraid to use these kind of words because I don't know if they're international or not. Right, a shamai. So you need a shamai. So again, in the case of an insurance company, I don't know. You have to get someone objective. You know what I'm saying? But let's say we can come up with some, you know, modus vivendi of how to come up with a proper value. So I'm saying there was no one has the gears, no one has interest. If Lutzer that existed in the world, so in such a case, nothing bothers me about a shakel. But now we have the second reason for a medicine shakel. That we can't accept the bezdin shakel. That's only in order to get the bezdin and inject into the bezdin a status of a bezdin. So once we hit the number 3, we're okay. We're good to go. And maybe this would shed a light on the Rambam. You remember the Rambam had this whole discussion about, you know what, says the Rambam, you want a bezdin shalem, healthy, 3 judges enough. But you want the shubach. You want to go even further? So the Rambam says, 10 or 11, the more the merrier. Says the Bach, what does the Rambam mean, 10 or 11? 10 is an even number. And we're passing like Rabbi Yonah said, ain't bezin, you know, bezin shakel is possible. The answer is because you already have what? 3 judges. Once you have 3 judges, you're already in the parsha. Again, you can have another problem over here, because if the Rambam is going to assume that in order to make achra, you need a bezin shakel, I mean, you need a bezin nota, not a bezin shakel. So how can you accept the possibility of 10 judges? Okay, that has to be addressed. But take a look what he says here on the bottom on the right column. I see they're about to dab my, so I have to rush. He quotes the Rambam, and then he says the following. He says, "Kevon sheshlosha." This is on the fourth line in the left column. Sheshlosha vishir bezdin. Is leka psul shall ain bezdin shakel? Meaning you already have gone, you've already passed the shear of a bezdin. So in the case of shnei dayanim, so there the psul of bezdin shakel is because you don't even have a bezdin to get off the ground. But once you have 3 judges on the court, You've already fulfilled the Tanai and the Chal Shem Bezdin. Now you want to beef up the court with extra judges. So Afal Gav Shal Hosif Yoser Dayanim Lachtoch Adin Be Yoser Dayanim Af Pishal Yideo Sofes Dinu Bezdin Shakul, because he went from 3 judges to 10 judges. Ein Zem Afkia, that doesn't pass the Bezdin. Why? Because there already is a Chal Shem Bezdin. So this is going to be a beautiful explanation for why Shuma requires 10 judges, because Shuma is completely neutral as far as Hachra is concerned. It's purely an evaluation, and as far as the Bezdin, it's in Chal Shem Bezdin is concerned, you already have 3, and you fulfilled that second din that is a Tanai in the Chal Shem Bezdin, that you need an odd number, meaning that you need 3 judges. And that's what he says at the end of this paragraph. Lefi zeh mishum hachi bepijon hegdesh shetzarat bezdin shal asara shapir choshev bezdin afal gav davi bezdin shok. Okay, there are both. I will stop. We'll stop here. Thank you. Thank you. No, I don't know whose it is.
Next week, I've got a wedding.
Oh, mazel tov. Wait a minute. When is Shabbos and Matamos?
No, it's all
through. That's okay. I guess, I was wondering if it's a Sephardic wedding, you know what I'm saying?